But first, opposition Immigration Shadow Minister Christina Keneally has been copping some flak over her statements that immigration levels should be cut to encourage Australian employment in the recovery from coronavirus. This appears to have blindsided some Labor MPs, but she's received some support from Senator Pauline Hanson. I caught up with Senator Hanson as she was driving through regional Queensland and asked her whether Christina Keneally deserved the backlash from her Labor colleagues.
Look, in Labor's stance on the years, not to cut immigration, we had one of the highest immigration intakes under Kevin Rudd, which was around about 300,000. We've had the highest intakes of 457 visa holders under Labor, which was 130,000. It's just amazing to me that Labor has come out and say this, and Christine Keneally pushing for a cut in immigration, especially when it's not in line with Labor's policies, and it's been quite evident over the years.
And if we did reduce the immigration levels as a recovery measure, we've still got to have people on temporary visas for agriculture and seasonal workers to bring in the harvest, haven't we?
Look, Rob, farmers I've spoken to over the years rely heavily on the backpackers to come in and pick the fruits because Australians can do the jobs. What I've heard since the coronavirus has come out, the farming sector in North Queensland especially, who have $450 million turnover, have been inundated with Australians wanting to go out there and now and pick the fruit. So that's really good to hear because it wasn't the case prior to it. So if we can get Australians to do the jobs, look, I won't knock the workers that come in from overseas. Apparently they do a fantastic job. They're hard workers. But all that money is leaving the country. And a lot of these people who can't get jobs really need to look at getting jobs. And if it's picking fruits, then so be it, because the baby boomers did a lot of it in the years gone by.
And look, at the moment, we've still got over a million people here on temporary and bridging visas, including students who couldn't get back. And they used to work in hospitality and fruit picking and so forth. Should they be given some access to Medicare or welfare support during the crisis?
No, I don't believe so. You see, this blowing out with COVID-19 is going to cost us, we could end up with a debt of over $1.5 trillion. I think that we've got to look at the future of this nation, whether future generations will be paying back that debt for many years to come. It's not our responsibility. They can ring up mum and dad at home, say, send me over some money, I need it, I can't survive. The case is about looking after the Australian people and what we need for our own survival. And otherwise, for us to pay back this debt means the only way they can do it is increase productivity of the workforce in Australia, or you actually have to tax people. And I don't believe that the Australian people can afford to be taxed any higher than what they are.
Now, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been present in the National Cabinet room. What do you think about having her included when, like, Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese is not there?
Because we have close ties with New Zealand, considering they've actually doing very well in New Zealand over the COVID-19, now we have a lot of people that travel New Zealand, vice versa. We have a lot of New Zealanders in the country. Now, if we can actually pull this under control with the COVID-19, international travel around the rest of the world will not happen until next year. And it possibly won't happen until we get a vaccination for the COVID-19. But there is a possibility that we may be able to have travel between New Zealand and Australia. So trade or even tourism, which would help both countries, as long as we don't take in people from other countries. Like, I need to know, does New Zealand take in people from the Pacific Islands and same as Australia?
And what do you think, at the moment we've got the borders closed between Queensland and New South Wales and elsewhere. If the borders are still closed there, do you think it'd be okay for New South Wales and Victoria to be having, flights going between Melbourne and Sydney and New Zealand?
No, definitely not. If Australians can't travel freely in their own country, the borders are closed, no, they should not be able to travel over to New Zealand. It's a matter of that we actually are pretty much back to normal in Australia. And then look at it. You see, Australians will want to travel. Tourism brings the dollars both ways. So I think if people want to travel to New Zealand and and vice versa, because they've been very strict in the COVID-19. I don't have a problem with that. But we've got to listen to the experts with the, to do with COVID-19, and I'm sure they won't want to do anything or open up the borders or international travel between the two countries if there's any risk.
I understand your office has been getting quite a few calls and messages from people who have got into difficulties trying to access their superannuation under these new measures. What do you think's going wrong?
The superannuation company is saying, oh, look, your name's not spelt right, so we can't give it to you, so it might be fraudulent. But they've been actually approved by the Australian Taxation Office that they are legitimate, that they can claim the money. Now, if the company is refusing to pay out this money, then I've got a question. Are they, in money problems?
And are there any other concerns that people are expressing to your office?
We're also hearing from consumer groups and organisations, people are actually turning to payday lenders and they're getting caught up in high interest rates, as much as even 100%, 400% in some cases, 1,000%. So what I tell people is, please do not go to these payday lenders. Look at maybe a credit card, because the interest rates you're paying on these loans are just horrendous, and you'll end up in a debt that you won't be able to pay back.
Senator Pauline Hanson speaking with me there on the road in country Queensland. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire.